Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefit, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses. He acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord from everlasting to everlasting, to those fear him, and his righteousness to the children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precept to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angel, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works his place of his, in all place of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Brothers and sisters, in this pandemic season, I know all of us have difficult situation. Some lost the job, some cannot go out, some people struggle with their health. With this kind of difficulties, sometimes lead us in difficult time to praise the Lord. That's why this morning I want to bring you go to the book of Psalm chapter 103. I feel that from this psalm, there are no reason for us not to praise the Lord. The book of Psalm is, if we see the gender of this book, we can see that this is a poem that contains three things. First thing is contain human struggle. If you read this book, you can see that all humans have struggled. Even David, as the king, he also struggled with his life. But the second point from this book, if we read clearly, we can go to the knowledge of God. From struggle, go to the knowledge of God. From struggle, David or all the writer try to know who is God. And then finally, brothers and sisters, from knowing, then they can experience who is God. people of God start from struggle and ending with the experience of God. After experience of God, then we have no reason not to praise the Lord. Now we understand that God will work in all circumstances to help us. So, Psalm chapter 104 really want to encourage us to praise the Lord. Yeah. First one, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, two times, brothers and sisters, and forget none of his benefit. If we see the title, this time called Son of David. Who is David? First, he is youngest son. In Israel culture, youngest son has no power. Elder son has the power. No wonder if we see that from the book Genesis, we see that Jacob tried to be the elder son. Jacob doesn't want to be younger son because Jacob know that elder son has more power than younger son. Now David, his position is younger son. Second point, David worked as a shepherd. Shepherd is a lower class job in the society. Shepherd go with the sheep in the field, and then he seldom go back, and then he is a dirty person because he live with the sheep. Number three, but although David, younger son, and work as a shepherd, but God used him to fight with the Goliath, and then finally David win the war. After David win the war, then Saul take him as his son-in-law. And then after that, God anointed him as the king. Wow. Now from younger son, change become the king. Powerful people. But then David fall into the sin. After he fall into the sin, God renew his life. When David look at his past experience, David say that there are no reason for me not to praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, David can say this because all his life, because of loving kindness of God. Look at back. Look at our past experience. I believe that all of us have experienced God's blessing. That's the reason why today, now, this time, we need to praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 103 is a psalm that helps us always remember to praise the Lord. Now we see David put five reasons why we need to praise the Lord. First three, who pardons all your iniquities. Second, who heals all your diseases. Third, who redeems your life from the pit. Fourth, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Fifth, who satisfies your years with good things. Brothers and sisters, first, he put the reason we need to praise the Lord because God forgives our all iniquities. As you know, that giving forgiveness is not simple way for God because God is holy God. When he want to forgive people, then he need to sacrifice. If you see the story of the Adam and Eve, after they fall into the sin, God killed one animal to cover all Adam and Eve sins. That's in the book of Genesis. But the animal only temporary animal to cover human sin. It's for cover human sin. God need to have valuable sacrification. Then that valuable sacrifice finally hand to Jesus Christ. No wonder in John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible told us, for God so loved the world, and then he gave his only son, so that all of us can get eternal life. We can get eternal life after we get forgiveness from God. That's why I say that forgiven is the most precious gift that God gives to us. Even we don't have anything, we still need to praise the God. Why? Because he forgiven our iniquities. Let's remember the first time you received Jesus Christ, not only you received the grace from God, but at the first time you receive the grace of God, it is the time you receive the forgiveness. Forgiveness make us become children of God. After we come as a children of God, then we get other blessing from God. That's number one. He forgiven our all iniquities. Second point, who heal all your disease. Brothers and sisters, in this disease, we can say that spiritual and physical, God heal us. Yeah. Today, I know because of social distancing, we have limitation. But remember, we still have good body. Spiritual and physical all come from God. Every morning when we get up, wake up, we can do our activity. All come from God, who redeems your life from the pit. Pits mean destruction. Yeah, the enemy come to destroy us, but God sent his angel. We cannot see through our eyes, but spiritually, every day, God always protect us from destruction. The third, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. I always feel that God always give me the best. His loving kindness and compassion pour in my life. That's why I have joy, I have peace. Yeah. And finally, who sanctify your years with good things. Remember, look at back. How God bless you, brothers and sisters. That's the reason for us to praise the Lord. On 1 Samuel 6:19, David tried to explain how God blessed his life. There are a lot of words repeat and repeat. For example, loving kindness, compassion. Yeah, how he free us from the dangers. All God has given to us. Brothers and sisters, looking back, I believe all of us has good experience with God. That's why this morning I really encourage you to praise the Lord. How we can praise the Lord? Let's see verse 20 to 22. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Brothers and sisters, David put obeying the voice of his Lord is the first way to praise the Lord. Remember, obeying heart is more important than offering. Yeah, obeying is more important than offering. You see that how God accept Abel offering, but God reject Cain offering. Why? Because Abel obey the word of God. Yeah, God always see our obeying. After see our obeying, then he receive our offering. Today, many people try to give big offering, but there is no obeying heart. And as you know, that God always reject this kind of offering. First of all, God want us to obey his. Obey means trust. Trust means we put ourselves into his life. If you obey, then you will trust. Trust is the most important. God really want us to trust him. Every time we trust him, at the same time, God will bless us abundantly. So when we praise God, we need to obey the voice of his word. Second point, bless the Lord, all you his hosts. You serve him doing his will. Serve him doing his will. Brothers and sisters, many people want to serve him, but not doing his will. We cannot serve him without doing his will. Serve him and doing his will is a couple that cannot separate each other. Serve him doing his will. Serve him, then deny yourself. Serve him mean God number one, I number two, or number three. I remember there are a lot of story in the Bible. Yeah, for example, Saul tried to serve God, bring many offering, but he didn't do God's will. That's why God also reject him. Yeah, so it's very important for us as a believer, if we want to praise him, then do his will. Yeah. Today, of course, you cannot go out freely. You cannot gather with your brother and sister, but still, brothers and sister, you can do his will. You can serve him by taking a phone, chat, or do something to fulfill his will. You still have a lot of things that you can do for God. The point is, do you want to do his will? The third thing, bless the Lord all your works of his. Yeah. In all place of his dominion, bless the Lord, O my soul. Brothers and sisters, the third point is all your works of his. Yeah. We can bless the Lord by our works in all place of his dominion. What kind of works that you already offer to him? Good works is something God waits for us. Yeah, we can serve him, serve the poor. Yeah. SP open opportunity for us to give 10,000 Hong Kong dollar for poor people. Yeah, by giving 10,000, we do something good for other people. This make God smile, brothers and sisters. So three things that we need to do to praise the Lord: obeying, doing his will, and do good works in all his dominion. By doing this, yeah, we fulfill our focus to bless the Lord. May God bless us, and I invite Thaddeus to lead worship this morning. Brothers and sisters, before we enter our prayer, let's spend a few seconds and try to make good decision. What kind of praising that we want to do for God today? Do we want to obey Him? Do we want to do His will? Do we want to offer good works? Yeah. Choose one or two things that you want to do it today and bring it in your personal prayer this morning. Let's go into our prayer focus this morning. We pray for community who suffer with cancer, doing chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery. We put all the people in the list into hand of God. We believe that God can cover, can heal them perfectly. Let's pray together. We also pray for community who are in weakness condition and also pray for their salvation, spiritual salvation, that may God open their heart to receive Jesus as their Savior. Let us pray together. Let's pray for people in infirmities condition. Yeah, we pray for them so that God can recover their body. We believe that God's hand can take out all weakness in their body. Let's pray together. We pray for our brothers who are looking for new job. We pray for Brother Matthias and Brother Andrew. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. This morning, we pray for mission in China. We pray for SP Beijing, Pastor Hansu, SP Shanghai, Pastor Ricky, Chong family, and churches in China. We pray that God always lead them in building His kingdom, sharing gospel, and then save many people, bring to Him. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP Board, P Sam, P Ned, Kiwan, P Jackie, Connie Chu, Shumun, Ken Tan, Marcus Wong, Sandeep, and Monica. We pray that God always bless our board in leading our church. Let's pray together. Also pray for young adult fellowship, single life worship, pray for men ministry, Monday morning prayer, your desire, pray for woman ministry, Wednesday lunchtime. We pray for all this fellowship can make our brother and sister who join in this fellowship feel like a family and then grow together. Let's pray together. Pray for SP 2.0 Building Resources Benefactor and Vision Fund. We pray that God will prepare the best for SP. Finally, we pray for our city, we pray for Hong Kong. We know that there are a lot of problems happen in Hong Kong, but we believe God's still in control. Let's put the city in God's hand. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Let's close our prayer meeting this morning. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness that you always give it to us. Today we finish our prayer meeting, but we never stop to praise you, Father. We praise you with obeying your word. We praise you with obeying your will. We praise you by doing your will in our life. Thank you, Father. We submit our life. Please protect us wherever we go. We bring your word, your peace, your joy for other people, for our environment. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.